Catalyst, one of America's largest networks and gatherers of young leaders, and to offer practical advice you can incorporate into your life and work. My goal is not to coerce you to operate like Catalyst or to convince you to mimic our every operating procedure. Rather, I want to provide you with essential practices that have served us well over the years as we've taken the same journey you now travel. Like many young leaders, you want to make a difference, to make your life's work count, to leave the world better than you found it. Becoming a Catalyst leader means becoming a change maker, someone who leverages his or her influence for the betterment of the world, the collective good of others, and the greater glory of God. In order to realize this dream, I believe you must discover God's unique calling on your life, embrace your true identity and share it with others, develop an insatiable hunger for a vibrant relationship with God, chase after a level of excellence that will stretch you and astonish others, learn to push through fear and take risks, root yourself in unchanging principles rather than shifting circumstances, create and cast a compelling vision for the future, and build bridges with others for the purpose of learning and cooperating. This is possible by developing the 8 essentials for becoming a change maker that I'll share with you. Keep in mind that you cannot pick and choose from this list. An individual who develops only 5 or 6 of these characteristics is not a Catalyst leader. That's why they are called essentials, not strengths. You must commit to them all. This might sound intimidating to some, but I have a feeling it excites you. Why? Because you're a leader. You know well the challenges that come with your calling. You nurture no illusions of easy roads or shortcuts. You are willing to work hard to forge a legacy, so when you survey your life in 50 or 60 years, you will know that you've not only led now, but you've also led well. Only through leading well can one finish well. So welcome to your journey toward becoming a Catalyst leader. It begins right now. Introduction. Learning to lead. A friend once told me that following is easy, but leading is difficult. I knew he was right, but it wasn't until I was 33 years old that the truth of his words truly took root in my own life. I was consulting with InJoy, an organization founded by John Maxwell, one of the greatest leadership experts of the last quarter century. InJoy's leadership team birthed an idea for a young leaders conference, and 1,500 people gathered at the first Catalyst event. When InJoy realized that Catalyst had traction, I was brought in to help write the business plan and conduct the market research for the venture, among other strategic brands within the organization. After only a couple of years, attendance at Catalyst events doubled. As the event grew, so did my involvement. I joined the team full-time shortly after that. But everything changed a few years later when my 2 friends who had been directing the effort stepped aside to focus on other work. I remember having breakfast with them the day they delivered news of their departure. We met at J. Christopher's, an Atlanta restaurant famous among locals, and coincidentally, the same place where the 3 of us had made something of a pact that we were in this thing together. Over the world's tastiest ham and cheese omelets, they told me they were leaving. But I felt called to stay. My drive back to the Catalyst offices was a long one, a blur of traffic lights bathed with a sense of loneliness. I knew there was something still left for me to accomplish at Catalyst, but I didn't know how to do that without my friends. What if I fail? What if the event flops? Can I do this on my own? If not, will I regret my decision to stay? I pulled my silver Dodge Durango truck into the warehouse that doubled as our headquarters. Then I took a deep breath, slipped into my office, and shut the door. Plopping down in my chair, I felt more alone than I could remember. Fate had handed me a responsibility that exceeded my years, and one I wasn't sure I was prepared for. We expected 9,000 attendees at our event that year, and 60,000 more simulcasting another event we helped produce. Our founder, John Maxwell, popped into my mind. And who was I? Some kid from Oklahoma who ended up